I take full responsibility as a member of the morning show on 100,000 Rock Station, your flagship station for LSU Athletics. Take it on me, put that on my shoulders, and I'm willing to carry that weight to get you ready for LSU Florida. And I do that by bringing back great moments in LSU football history, and we celebrate anniversaries. Thus, this Tuesday changes nothing, Ann and Scott. As we get ready for one of the biggest games to ever be played in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night, we remember we look back to the greatest moment ever, based on the LSU fan reaction that night in the history of LSU football. As you make your way about your house today, getting out of your pajamas, showering, shaving, eating some whole wheat cereal, or maybe some Fruit Loops with sugar on it.
Yeah. What about brushing your teeth?
That, too.
Or sitting in traffic.
Hell yeah, let's run down the list. Today's the 31st anniversary of this game being played October 8, 1988. Unranked LSU hosted number 4 Auburn with the Tigers trailing 6-0 with less than 2 minutes left. On fourth down from the Auburn 11-yard line, Tommy Hodson out of South Lafourche found Eddie Fuller, a wampus cat out of Leesville, in the back of the end zone, and the Tigers went on to beat number 4 Auburn. 31 years ago tonight, 7-6. It was only the fourth time in the 88 games that Pat Dye coached at Auburn that the Tigers / War Eagle / Platypuses and add what you want.
Right.
Well, hell, went on a touchdown, Anna. How you like that? The earthquake game, the LSU fan reaction after the winning touchdown pass registered as an earthquake by a seismograph located in the LSU's Howell Russell Geoscience Complex around 1,000 feet from the stadium. That was 31 years ago today. It's one of those moments you remember who you were watching the game with and where you were when you got the news or saw the news or heard it right here on Eagle 98.1.
Where were you?
Whatever station it was on back then.
Where were you?
Now, see, that's a long story, but let me try to give you the cliff notes.
I can't wait.
I am the only, and that's an old story. Some people have already heard this. I am the only person alive, I assure you, that was outside of Tulane Stadium, and my grandma was pissed because I made her miss Tom Dempsey's 63-yard field goal in 70.
You left that game early, right?
St. Aloysius' school fair was that Saturday when my wife volunteered to work it.
Oh.
And she called me and said, come pick me up because her shift had ended.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, no problem. Kentucky had just kicked the field goal to go up. As I get there to pick her up on Stewart Avenue, mm-hmm. I see grown men running all over the park and a lot of high-fiving one another.
You missed the miracle.
Oh, bluegrass miracle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yep.
It was Warren Morris, 2 outs after Tim Lanier struck out. I threw the remote and went in the backyard, and I heard the whole family yell.
In 1996.
I missed Warren Morris's home run.
Oh, no. Richie.
And then I was so bored and frustrated and out of crown in my flask.
Yeah.
Back in 1988, I was walking down Nicholson with my wife, heard the stadium go nuts.
Oh.
So I missed
you left.
Tommy Hodson and Eddie Fuller. I am 0-4 in the greatest moments.
I know that hurts you.
Saints and LSU football.
Right.
Is that amazing?
I'm sorry, Rich.
Anyway, it was the only game Auburn would lose in a regular season and would go on and lose in a bowl game to Florida State. On that final drive 31 years ago tonight, it was only the second time all game LSU had entered Auburn territory. Some say it's the greatest moment in the history of LSU football in Tiger Stadium, 31 years ago tonight.
Fourth down, 10 yards to go, 1:47 to go in the game. LSU wins or loses on this play, it would appear.
Condon Uncensored.